Hello, I'm Matthew Thorne, and I will be talking about healthcare in the U.S. If you are from a different country where some countries get healthcare for free, some have to pay for healthcare, and some countries don't even have healthcare. But I'm going to be talking about America's healthcare and also compare it with other countries as we talk about the impact with COVID and the economical background and if healthcare is unfair. America's healthcare compared to other countries is very expensive. America has the highest healthcare costs with a total of, according to Centers for Medicare and Medical Services, $12,530 per person, reaching a total of $4.1 trillion in 2020 healthcare. Healthcare went up by a total of 9.7 during COVID-19. $12,530 per person is an insane amount for a country. Almost all of the country's healthcare costs more than $4,000, even though the average amount of healthcare per person in other countries is roughly half of the U.S.'s healthcare, or even more than half. COVID-19 impact on America's healthcare has an impact of 1 in 5 Americans. Renters will be evicted in a social economic disadvantage involving COVID-19. As COVID-19 hit, healthcare was not the only price that went up. All the rents and other foods and life necessities flew off the shelves and climbed in price. But COVID-19 was also a big factor of healthcare, as most people who were diagnosed with COVID healthcare could save them from a big bill. But as it grew more and more, it became unreachable for some people, especially people with economical disadvantages. When COVID-19 did hit, the most people affected by it were African Americans, Native Americans, and Hispanic, who have fewer occupation options and fewer economical opportunities. To be able to afford the healthcare and have the feeling of being safe. Again, as healthcare was on the climb, more people started dropping out of healthcare. As in the second quarter of 2020, we saw that 8.9% of healthcare revenue was dropped. Then in the third quarter, it shot up again to 0.9% revenue. And lastly, in the fourth quarter of 2020, the revenue was up 3.4%. As we do see that the revenue did eventually go up, it is still important to see 8.9% of the revenue was down, especially when the second quarter of COVID was probably when we saw the most, and although spending had eventually rebounded at the end of 2020, health services spending nevertheless was down by 1%. In 2020 relative to 2019, COVID to me had a significant impact on healthcare, which was very sad to see many people scared to not go outside because they could not afford healthcare. The economical disadvantage background on healthcare is very interesting. Over the past 5 decades, the U.S. difference between health spending and as a share of the economy in the U.S. and comparable OECD countries, it showed that in 1970, the U.S. spent 6% of its GDP on healthcare, with the rest of the world, it was 5%. But in today's world of 2020, the U.S. pays about 19% of its GDP on healthcare, while other countries' highest is around 10%. It is bizarre to see that we are paying more than 20% of our healthcare when other countries are paying 10% less than us. As a result of this, the USA's GDP fell by 3.5% at the end of 2020. With that said, Americans' consumption expenditures are spending on household stuff, goods, and services, as a study shows that America spends 31.9% on healthcare. Is healthcare fair to everyone? The answer is no. A study showed that 30% of U.S. African Americans, Hispanic, and Asian Americans can be tied to health inequalities, such as when this percentage of people are more likely to not find the right amount of health care due to such things as low pay and negative attitudes toward them in clinics. This 30% takes about $230 billion. Healthcare is very expensive in America, especially compared to other countries. The U.S. also has a lot of problems that result from healthcare, especially a lot that we have learned from in this time of COVID. With us having to pay so much of our GDP, as well as different races that get mistreated from healthcare. Thank you.